My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. No more tears.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Wednesday. I got to make sure we ain't the weekend. Yeah, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
We say that at the top of every hour, and then we reach out to a certain community. And happy Juneteenth to you folks in Chamblee.
In Chamblee.
Yeah, last hour it was Canton. This hour it is Chamblee.
Yeah, they're all going to start with C today?
No.
Okay.
Because I've looked ahead.
Okay.
I've read ahead here, and the other two are not C towns. We move to the 7 o'clock hour. I want to let you know, since we're in for the morning shift, by the way, once again, thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Bo. By the way, Bo, when we were this past weekend, Bo was sort of doing double duty last week, during the week. And we were hoping to get somebody from the U.S. Open. And it didn't work out. But, you know, Bo is a big golfer, big golf fan, could talk golf with the best of them. And he offered up to come on our show.
Whoa.
Yeah. We didn't reach Iowa in a week to dude up.
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Friday he's doing this. So he'll only be getting up at dark 30 on a Sunday morning. So we left him alone.
Well, we appreciate it, though.
But I appreciate the thought, man.
Very much.
Anyway, brought to you this hour, by the way, is brought to you by the Good Feet Store, Sam.
Yeah.
You need to call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit mygoodfeet.com.
All right.
There you go. Nothing wrong. You can't have bad feet.
Man, you got to get
that. Nothing worse than have bad back and then bad feet.
Hey, been there. you got to get that straight, man. Have to do it.
My nephew he wishes he had better feet. And he's in Chicago and he walks everywhere.
Mm.
And he got that issue.
Oh.
So, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, we do Saturday and Sundays, and we have all kinds of fun, Sam and I, along with Noel. And the top of every 7 o'clock hour, if you don't listen to us, we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw, and he lets you know what's going on locally.
Wow.
I know. I teed you up there. It's like an introduction. You're now playing the big room at Caesars.
Well, you know, this is a day off for many, but for some, it continues. Remember that we had Corky Kell 7-on-7 talking about a high school event the last couple of weeks for the guys. The girls' flag 7-on-7 is going on today, as a matter of fact, out at West Forsyth High School. And you know, teams are going to be competing. We know how much this sport has really taken hold big time. Something that started out basically in the metro Atlanta area with the support of the Atlanta Falcons, talking about girls' flag football, and now is throughout this state. And the state championships are televised on GPB. So, and we're getting folks getting scholarships for college. So it gets serious. Nothing excites parents more than knowing their baby's doing something that's going to pay for some school. So that makes it a big deal. And so and we do have a number of college teams that have started here in the state of Georgia. So they have things to aim for, and competition has been fantastic. So that is going to be going on today. Keeping an eye on a lot of Juneteenth celebrations around the area. We've talked about a number of them. Some were last weekend. Some are going to be coming up this weekend. The big celebration in Piedmont Park is coming up this weekend. The parade will be Saturday, and that's going to be going on. The parade will start at Boulevard and Auburn Avenue in on 10th over in Piedmont Park. Then they go there where they're going to have food and entertainment and all kind of things that are going on Saturday. So that's 21st through 23rd. In College Park today, there will be a parade at 10 a.m. Movie on the Lawn. The movie on the lawn would be Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And then there'll be music on the lawn also, though. That is down in College Park, down at the end of the runway. That's going to be happening up in Roswell. There's a celebration going on today from 1 o'clock until 2:30 on the city green. In Stockbridge, there at the amphitheater, there's concert this evening from 5 to 9. Grammy Award winner Karen Clark Shear is going to be performing, Canton Jones. And that's happening down in Stockbridge today when we get out that way. There's also something happening out of Stonecrest area, too, Black Wall Street area. There's something that's happening out there today. If you will, you're just around the area looking for things to go to. And, of course, the Braves are playing today. First pitch is at 12:20. They'll be taking on the Detroit Tigers. Of course, they beat the Tigers last night by a score of 2-1, so something to do. We're shushing. Why are we shushing about it?
Just don't say it with such enthusiasm. I got to go home later.
Oh, come on, man.
Me and Jesse be out in the garage.
Oh, I'll say it quietly. That the Braves were winners last night, 2-1 final score, and see if they can get.
Man, it's like a truck stop at my house when that bullpen from Detroit comes in.
Oh, no.
It's like the words that come out of this
one. That is not good. That is not good.
That's so-and-so blaming. For all of you who don't know and don't listen to us on the weekend, my wife's from Detroit. Okay, so. While we talk football, she's okay.
Yeah.
Baseball just aggravates you know what out of her.
Oh, gosh. Well, we got that. Coming up later on today, our teams are in action on this Juneteenth. Atlanta United, of course, we're going to have them here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They're playing up D.C. United. Comes up later on today. Jason Longshore is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about that. And Atlanta Dream playing up in Minnesota against the Lynx. And Noel, I'm going to call you into the Lynx. They're in first place. Really a challenging week for the Dream. I mean, they were able to get the win Sunday against L.A., and now they got Minnesota. They come back and they got Indiana, and a rapidly improving Indiana team coming in Friday. And then they have played New York on Sunday. This is a challenging week for this team.
Yeah, that's kind of where they were earlier in the season, where Coach really made a push to get that win before they ran into the Aces and the New York
in Connecticut.
Right. So it's another one of those stretches where they can kind of prove where they are.
So what are you expecting? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say it'll be a good game tonight against the Minnesota Lynx, because that is a competition.
Yeah.
What are y'all expecting for this Dream when they got to move into State Farm? I mean, just the whole scenario. It's not like a regular road game. They are actually having a home game, but in this arena. And what do you think? I mean, are you going to get caught up in a moment? Is it going to take maybe a few minutes into the game, a first quarter, before they settle down and not get swallowed up by their atmosphere that they're now playing in?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, a player like Ariel Powers that's won a championship, a player like Tina Charles has played for a long time, I'm hoping those players will be able to kind of calm everybody else down along with Coach and kind of just stay in the moment, go in and get the win. Because you can beat an Indiana Fever. They can run and play with some of the best teams in this league. It's just they kind of go the way of their competition sometimes. You don't know which way it's going to go. And we kind of saw a little bit of that against the Sparks on Sunday.
Yeah.
Where they looked like they were going to let go of the rope in the third quarter, but they really dug in when they came back in the fourth and kind of shut it all down.
Are you saying that they play to the level of their competition as opposed to making their competition play to them?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes. Sometimes yeah. The competition can muck it up a bit where you can get the star player out of rhythm or you can get them out of what their initial game plan was going in. You can see it kind of being a struggle for them to pick back up.
Yeah. I tell you what, I talked with Nas Hillman before the game. Sunday, and she is excited about the opportunity to play downtown, about playing in front of the bigger building. Hopes that the fans come out. Hope it's a great atmosphere. Hope they get a chance to do it more.
Yeah.
So I mean, you want to embrace the opportunities that are coming. You know, if you're in this league right now, and if you're on a team, and you get this opportunity, so they know that the two games against Indiana will be moved to be played downtown. And they're hoping they go down there and they do well. The fans come out and they enjoy it and they win.
Yeah.
But she is very much looking forward.
This would be the week that we talked about this, and we don't know who to point a finger at with the Atlanta Braves, but remember we talked about to help the dream, to help the other professional teams in the city that are looking for some spotlight, to have some of the ladies throw out first pitches.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
I always tee it up for you.
You do, because I was going to bring it up a little later at 7:40, but the Dream actually had Renee Montgomery out. I mean, the Atlanta Braves actually had Renee Montgomery out throw the first pitch last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was very exciting for the Dream. She said she is 10 toes down with the city of Atlanta. And the city of Atlanta loves Renee Montgomery. Yeah, she knows that. So that was great to see.
Yep, so, but it needs to continue, right?
It does. I'm hoping that is a first step. We've seen Renee hit the golden spike. Now we've seen her throw out the first pitch. So hoping that opens the door for some Dream players to do some other things. We got a 3-on-3 Olympic player. Maybe she needs to get some shine, Ryan Howard, before we send her off to Paris.
We got to remember that people can vote now for the All-Star game. It's something we haven't mentioned on our show yet.
Indeed. Are we tearing up your Noel's world? Because she might have been saving
this. Not quite. I got a few things I want to touch on. So, but yes, All-Star voting is open. For the WNBA and Tina Charles, Ryan Howard, and Alicia Gray should definitely be on your ballot.
Yep.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Big leash.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, you can vote for everybody. Everybody's on the ballot, and then the top voters that are already on the Olympic team, you know, will be moved over that, because that's just it. The All Star team is going to play against the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are arguing about who should be on the Olympic team. Vote them onto the All Star team, and they're going to get to play the Olympic team. And I think that's something that everybody's going to look forward to seeing. I think everybody will want to see that.
Well, yeah, I think it's a really good setup for the All-Star game. You can see the wheels kind of turning with mm-hmm. the powers that be with the WNBA and trying to make sure that they create events and situations and schedules to get the most eyes.
But we
got to deal with this triple scheduling schedule. Right. That's not working this season, but you can see them. You can see the wheels turning on ideas of getting people interested and getting the eyes.
They're not going to be afraid. Hopefully, they won't be afraid to fail with some of the early ideas, because nothing looks the same 5-10 years down the road than it did when it first started.
Right.
I mean, look, you know, from the entertainment that we get as far as TV show, go back and look at the first year. And again, I bring it up. We can't dismiss the Cosby Show, but you know, it was what it was. Go back and look at that house the first year.
Oh yeah.
The first season.
First season of anything.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Seinfeld, you name the show. That first season, the house looked different.
Because you're trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Sometimes characters go missing. Sometimes we change
the
names.
They just walk upstairs and they never come down.
You know what I mean? Like we're adjusting on the fly. That is my phrase for the WNBA of this season. We are adjusting on the fly.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, in for the morning shift. We are going to talk to a family member up next, right?
Real family member.
A real family man, ain't mine. Although, I got to tell you right now, and I started the show off by telling Sam, I'm in such a good mood today. I don't know if it's a good mood, I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
Because I have ended, or my brother and I ended a family feud. And everybody out there has them.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they just continue, and I thought this one was going to continue, but we reached detente.
Okay.
It was like Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begum, or whatever his name was. Isn't that the one that Jimmy Carter put together?
Jimmy Carter, absolutely.
I can't believe I pulled that one up.
Camp David.
Yeah, man. There you go. So I'm just in a good space, man, because I've had this hanging around me for a couple years. And everybody out there knows what I'm talking about that have had this. When a family situation is resolved, you feel like you just gave birth. And I'm talking about the men. So that's how I feel today. I'm just happy. Hey, nobody can get up into my skin. It's just something. And I may go get me some Publix fried chicken, too, afterwards.
Oh, no.
You know how I feel about that. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg. I'm going to talk to Solomon Crenshaw.
Junior.
Oh, you can tell me that. I got to write that down.
Yeah,
Junior.
Write that down now.
Up next. As we are in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn.
Every time I hear this song, you know what I think about? The way he does this and his voice.
See, it's in the blood.
Sounds like he came out of a van. Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson.
Both kids.
He just sounds like he just woke up. He's enjoying Juneteenth.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
It's family, as the song says, Mr. Crenshaw, will you do the
Sports Radio 1990 Game and 1990Game.com. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth morning. And a lot of people focus on Juneteenth and baseball and tributes to the Negro League that are going on. in Birmingham this week. A game last night, another game tonight, and then the Major League game tomorrow. Now, some of that being overshadowed with the passing of Willie Mays. I'm happy to bring somebody on. I know kind of well. And
why are you teasing us like that?
Well, because just our families had no idea we would end up going in the same direction doing this. And welcome in my cousin Solomon Crenshaw Jr. from Birmingham. Good morning, Solomon.
Solomon.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I have to ask him, like we do this, if I had a family member show up and we've spoken to Solomon before, we always like for the audience, tell us something about Mr. Crenshaw, our Sam Crenshaw, that they may not know that you just know from growing up with your cousin.
Well, I don't know if there's that much that I do know that you don't know already. Or rather, I don't know if you have paid me enough to overcome what he's already paid me not to say.
Oh, see, that's not right. That's not right.
You're over there, man, and it's been a busy week, and you've been building up for this week of games with the Major League game that was being designed to honor the Negro Leagues and Willie Mays. And, boy, that I talked with you last night. You were on your way to the ballpark, and, boy, between me talking to you and you getting there, the world kind of changed, right?
Well, actually, it was not until, well, at least as far as I knew, and maybe I guess anybody at the ballpark or ballparks knew, it was not until later in the evening. I, of course, drove as everybody else did, because you can't get to Rickwood. They've got things sealed off there so it makes it secure and such as that, not to mention to create a really nice fan experience outside the ballpark itself. But you had to drive, or you have to drive for any of the games, to Legion Field to park there, and then they'll shuttle you over to Rickwood. 5-minute ride. So it's really good, but it was really reminiscent of days gone by when they would have these large crowds of people for Alabama games going to Legion Field. Only difference was you didn't have anybody hawking anybody to come park in my yard, because they were parking people for free in the lot at Legion Field. So, you know, it didn't help the economy out there in the neighborhood, so to speak. But it was about 8:15 our time last night, 8:16 actually, I think it was, when when the announcer came on, and I could tell in his tone that this was not the same celebratory event that everyone came, for which everybody came. Even as he was saying it, and before he actually made the poignant point, I had already kind of started saying to myself, no. But it was indeed just what it appeared to be, that Willie had indeed passed away. And it was, there was a collective, I won't say gasp, but there was like a groan. I think everybody who was there realized the treasure that we had and that we no longer had. And there was disappointment in that. I know that there had been disappointment by some people that he would not be making the trip. I had attended the screening of the documentary on the night before, and his son Michael made it clear that he was not going to be coming to Birmingham and such that. I think during that, in saying so, he had suggested going back to something else previously, that if his dad couldn't do something all the way, that he didn't want to do. He didn't want to just show up. He wanted to be more part of it, as it were. Ultimately, the announcement came in. I think after the initial shock of it, there was a standing ovation, which was more than fitting. Then, of course, they played that Say Hey song that was always associated with him. So it was a again, yeah, it put a different tenor on the event, but it was, as I thought about it, almost perfect timing that as the real events of Rickwood, actually, I think Michael made the point on Wednesday, on Monday, but I'm getting nice now. On Monday night, he talked about, quote, full circle, as it were. And I think this was almost a full circle thing of the crowd coming back to Rickwood, that Rickwood what had been brought up to major league standards, that it was where major, well, obviously not major league games, but all in the sense of top-notch Negro League play, and of course the minor league Barons played there as well. But it was a happening place, and this was where we all were. In fact, there was a guy with whom I was talking at the time that was saying that sometime from now, when people ask where were you, I'll be able to say I was at Rickwood.
Yeah.
And I would add, frankly, that I was at Willie's house.
How about that?
As it were.
Let me let people know who we're hearing from right now. You hear from Solomon Crenshaw Jr., who's in Birmingham, and he's been covering sports for a very long time there in that area. He's covering a number of stories he's written for AtlantaNewsCenter.com. You want to find something that he's done about this event coming up. Greg, what do you have? You have something.
I was taking all this in and thinking about, as he just touched on the stadium and how it was brought up to specs. I'm just curious about the stadium itself, and for people who want to visit it, what are they going to see when they get there, even whether it's this weekend or moving forward?
Well, what they will see this week, among the things they will see, is a stadium that has far more places where people who are physically challenged will be able to take in play. Rickwood was not ADA compliant back in the day. And, of course, what stadium was back then? But they built in a lot more spaces where people who are on walkers or people who are in wheelchairs will be able to come in and be able to see. They don't have to climb the steps. And some of those are steep steps.
I remember those. I remember that as a kid, right? Yeah, you had to step
even as a person who's on Route 66, those are steep steps, and I'm carrying my camera going up and down, thinking, please don't let me fall. Please don't let me fall going up or down these steps. A, because I don't want to get hurt, and B, because I don't want to star in the next episode of America's Funniest Video. I don't want that.
But I'm sorry, Solomon, but is there other stuff, like there's gift shops? If I go to Lambeau Field right now, there's going to be an area I can walk into and buy all kinds of Packers stuff or find out about the history of the Packers. Is that going to be the case, or are they putting something up like that eventually? Is it there in place now? That's what I'm curious about. If you can't make it this weekend, but yet you want to go to this historic stadium, are there areas that you can go in and learn more about it, and the Negro Leagues and merchandise to purchase?
I know that. And I didn't get to really visit it so much last night. There was so much going on, and there were so many people coming in, even when I got there. There is the Willie Mays Pavilion, which, again, more than fitting, and very timely that's there. A lot of the fan stuff that is outside the ballpark itself is specific to the event that's going on, or events going on there this week, which really kind of expanded it, not to mention, of course, makes it more secure in terms of the crowd and everything that's coming in. Just coming to Rickwood, the look of it is vintage. It is a vintage look. There are pictures. There is the lineup area. How do I describe this? where the names of the players of each team is written there. It's very very old school style. Yeah, very very old school style. And how could I forget the manual scoreboard out there in the outfield?
Okay.
Yes, there are lights that are there in the middle that have balls and strikes and that. But in terms of the actual score from inning to inning and the like, that is done manually.
Wow.
You got somebody back there who's actually taking down the zero and putting up the one and all of that. That's neat to actually see.
Can I ask you one more thing? Well, I'll ask you one more thing because we're going to wrap up with you in a minute here. There is a statue. There's a Willie Mays statue in Birmingham, right? It's not at Rickwood, though, right?
The Willie Mays statue is at Regent Field. It is at the current home of Birmingham Barons.
Okay. So, want people to know if they come over there, they want to see something, that there is something there. This man's got a lot of work to do. You guys got a barnstorming game today and then the game tomorrow night. And, I know you're going to be so busy with all of it, but we're glad you had some time to spend with us this morning. And, we're going to look forward to reading what you got.
Appreciate it, Solomon.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
There you go. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that's one of those places you want to get to and walk around and get some, you know, just a little education and some memorabilia.
It's an amazing place. And, you know, it's like they're going to be like playing baseball in a museum is what it's going to be like tomorrow night as they play over there.
And before we head on out of here, I want to let you know that we are brought to you by Zero Res, Sam. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are coming back in a little bit and venture into Noelle's world.
Well,
Ain't no telling what she got on her mind.
Get ready.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Juneteenth. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for Tiffany, Mike, and Bo, the morning shift. And I guess coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be in for the steakhouse. So,
yeah.
And on this holiday mornings, John Frick is going to be in after us. But on these holiday mornings, we enjoy coming in. We want to thank them for letting us come in here and hang out here for a little bit.
We haven't broken anything. We're going to anything that's been rearranged.
Why you keep saying that like we're going to bust something?
Well,
this stuff is all plastic.
Sure,
we ain't going to bust
nothing. We're going to make sure we're not going to break anything. So we're invited back.
We get our fingerprints on a whole bunch of stuff.
Maybe that. We'll something clean that up and whatnot. We want to leave it the way we found it.
Happy birthday,
Ann
Wilson.
Yep.
That's who we heard coming back.
Okay.
Ann Wilson from Heart.
From Heart.
She has dealt with some things in her life. She struggled with her weight and addiction in the 80s, and now on the road with her band Trip Center. Says her stamina and all that sort of stuff is better than ever, but she is now literally, while this tour, she had to stop it for a bit, dealing with some stuff here. But hopefully she's going to team up with her sister again, Nancy, see what's up. But Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Ann and Nancy Wilson Heart, playing them on this Juneteenth. Hey, Sam.
Yep.
This 7:40 break before we get into Noel's World is brought to you by Zero Res. Zero Res.
Yep.
Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I get carpet again, I'll do it. But we had to get rid of the carpet and get some hardwoods in there. But, you know, always nice with carpet. Like that. Again, Saturday and Sunday mornings, you get me and Mr. Crenshaw from 6 a.m. until 10. We want to thank everybody for us today at 404-726-0929 that listens to us on the weekends. And we talked about what we do at 7 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday morning. Mr. Crenshaw lets you know what's going on locally. But at 7:40, since she has been with us as our producer and now reporter for the Atlanta Dream and growing like kudzu, is Noelle White, our producer, and we let Noelle tell us what's on her mind at 7:40. Good morning.
What you got?
Good morning and happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
All right, so on Sunday, me and Sam were down at the Gateway Arena, and we got to see a really good contest between the Atlanta Dream and the L.A. Spar. Future model Cameron Brink in the house.
You mean future?
You had Rika Jackson showing out. I don't know if you noticed, Sam, but in the third quarter, Rika Jackson kind of took over.
Mm-hmm.
They had no answers for, as I like to call them, 222.
as they were together on the court.
That's true.
Tina Charles, however, did not have very many problems at a Cameron Brink. She pretty much got to do whatever she wanted to. And it's kind of funny watching Tina play the rookies, because you'll see the rookies have happened on Tina, and you'll see Tina recognizes that. Then you'll see the rookies back off. Tina recognizes that too. And she doesn't do it, but it almost feels like she shrugs her shoulders a bit before she makes the play. It's like, you almost had me, Rook. But,
but and you know what I found out she does, as she mentions, is that she talks to them while she's playing. When she plays against Angela Reese, when she plays against these other folks, and she talks to them actually about, rearranging the furniture. she talks about the fact that she suggests things to them or tell them, the next time you come down, you want to do this next time. And these people are competing against her at the time, right?
And you hear from so many players. Right. Matter of fact, somebody asked her about that at the presser. I want to play that now, what Tina Charles had to say about that.
I mean, it's great to hear. I just try to pay it forward. You know, when I came in this league, Sylvia Fowles used to always talk to me in the game, literally, like, telling me what I should be doing. Kia Sanford, Chastity Melvin, Asia Jones, who I came into the league with when I was in Connecticut. So I'm just paying it forward, but that's just who I am. I'm very personable in the sense, like, I'll talk to you one-on-one, tell you the things that you should be doing better. Like, one time in the game, Cameron, she had me, but she floated out, and I said to her on the next dead ball, like, hold your seal, you know, get a defensive 3 seconds, make them go to you. Those are things that Asia would tell me to do. So I'm just trying to pass it forward, pay it forward. That's all. That's just my job now, my role now, being 35 and being one of the eldest in the league.
You know, it's neat hearing them say that, because as we see, you know, not just Caitlin Clark, but all of the rookies kind of getting their initiation into the league, right?
Yeah, and
all
of Alyssa Thompson definitely has something to give Angel Reese in their first meeting.
Absolutely. But here's the other thing. Here's another one, on the other hand, who's like telling them, hey, this is how you do it. This
right.
is how you do it. And I think that's really, 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 really cool. And I guess that happens in some other leagues, too. We just don't hear a lot of people talk about it, especially somebody that's a competitor.
Right. I think it's so special in this situation because of the discourse that we've seen between the rookies coming in and the veterans and some of the stuff going on there. Like, if you're a player like a Diana Taurasi, like, that's just who she is as a player. Like, that's going to be that until she's retired. She has, like, that Kobe Bryant Mamba, this is all it is kind of mentality. Like, it's basketball or nothing type of deal. There's some other players like a Tina Charles. I think Tina is so grateful and reverent to be back in the game of the WNBA.
You think that's part of it? That she took a break?
I do think that's part of it. Like, just being back and reveling in being back and what it means to be back and playing on the floor again and really playing at a high level, to be honest. And, you know, she's just dropping dimes and nuggets just like she said, when she was a younger player. And it really is nice to see. And I love to see her do it after she punishes the rookies. I need you to get them 2 points first, Tina, and then we can, you know, tell Cam how to defend you better.
I was thinking of two different things here while you guys were talking, but go ahead. Did you want to?
No, it's her world.
Okay.
We were just talking about,
I was just listening, because I don't want to step in and deviate from all the other stuff she wants to talk
about.
No,
go ahead, girl. What was you going to say?
I was just really going to say that I'm enjoying the conversation that they are putting out there when they're getting interviewed.
Yeah.
And that's also what is driving away or causing angst with those people who just now are coming under the tent. That's what's happening. They can accept the aggressive conversation coming out of men. But for the first time, they're hearing aggressive, athletic, I want to, you know, knock somebody down, draw some blood, whatever it is coming out of their mouths that has been foreign to them, the people that are now coming under the WNBA
umbrella
and hearing that. And that's why I was smiling at going, if you could just change the tone, this would be something you'd hear from the NBA players.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's a bit of nurturing, if you will. I don't know if it's a different word I'd come to that comes through this as well in a number of ways. I'll do a shameless plug. Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 69, I did a story with Cheyenne Parker Tosh.
Okay, slow down. But don't talk slowly, because I want everybody to hear this. This is a good thing.
Yeah, say that again.
Yeah, say it again, man. And give a plug. It ain't no shameless plug.
No, Cheyenne Parker Tosh. And everybody knows she's a mom.
Yes.
And her little daughter, Naomi, she thinks she's 2.5.
Yes.
And she comes to the game, and she's everybody's baby. She's in everybody's lap. She's in good. She ain't scared to go to anybody. And they put the camera on, and she had on a little dance cam.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the game. Talking
about you on TV. Yeah. You on TV. She got her own camera.
You know, but it's a delicate balancing act. And there were a couple of moms playing because Derricka Hamby was playing for the Sparks as two children.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got these people who are doing this balancing act of being a mom.
Yeah, you see DeWanna Bonner and Alicia Thompson with their kids.
And still trying to be this professional athlete. And she mentioned it to me, you know, Cheyenne mentioned it this season. She has a mental health coach.
Nice.
And she has someone to help that. She says she's never done this before, but she feels like there's a need to have that with the team. Just a little, I like to say, the little added tool in her tool case, you know, in a toolbox to add. And the thing of it is, you talk about with Tina Charles is passing along. She says, I recommend it to my younger players. I say, I wish somebody had recommended it to me when I came into the league, but I recommend that they're doing it. And so they may not listen to me now because they all think I'm being their mama. He said, but you know what? I'm a mom. I'm a mom. And I asked several of the players about her being, oh yeah, she thinks she's our mom. You say, well, she thinks that she tells us and whatnot. But they listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the wisdom that's passed along, and it's with any sport. You know, if you watch baseball, you watch guys who will hang out around the clubhouse before or after a game and just try to get some knowledge from someone. But as we open this spotlight up on the women who are the WNBA, yeah, you got some folks who are welcoming some people into the league in a certain kind of way. But there's also a good bit of nurturing and uplift that's going on there too.
Yeah, yes. I really love to hear it, and I think that if we put a little bit more focus on that and not so much on the other stuff, we can see like how balanced the league really is. Because it's not so much, you know, doom and gloom and just knocking everybody on the floor and all of that. I mean, it's some of that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I love seeing it. Like, I don't want to see a dainty basketball game. I want to see basketball. Like, I be up there talking about, mix it up. I don't care who I see play.
Well, there's a reason why flag football isn't as popular as regular football.
There's a reason why we complain about some of the rule changes, even though we understand the necessity of them.
But changes will happen. And again, it doesn't happen fast enough. That's the reason these conversations are being held right now. It's new, it's bright and shiny, and it's going on in front of us. And on this holiday mornings, John Frick is going to be in after us, but on these holiday mornings, we enjoy coming in. We want to thank them for letting us come in here and hang out here for a little bit.
We haven't broken anything, and we're going to anything that's been rearranged.
Why do you keep saying that like we're going to bust something?
Well,
this stuff is all plastic. We ain't going to bust nothing.
We're going to make sure we're not going to break anything, so we're invited back.
We get our fingerprints on a whole bunch of stuff.
Maybe that. We'll something clean that up and whatnot. We want to leave it the way we found it.
Happy birthday, Ann Wilson.
Yep.
That's who we heard coming back.
Okay.
Ann Wilson from Heart.
From Heart.
She has dealt with some things in her life. She struggled with her weight and addiction in the 80s, and now on the road with her band Trip Center. Says her stamina and all that sort of stuff is better than ever, but she is now literally, while this tour, she had to stop it for a bit, dealing with some stuff here. But hopefully she's going to team up with her sister again, Nancy, see what's up. But Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Ann and Nancy Wilson Hart, playing them on this Juneteenth. Hey, Sam.
Yep.
This 7:40 break before we get into Noel's World is brought to you by Zero Res. Zero Res.
Yep.
Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Did you know that?
I did. Absolutely.
Yeah. When I get carpet again, I'll do it. But we had to get rid of the carpet and get some hardwoods in there. But, you know, always nice with carpet. Like that. Again, Saturday and Sunday mornings, you get me and Mr. Crenshaw from 6 a.m. until 10. We want to thank everybody for us today at 404-726-0929 that listens to us on the weekends. And we talked about what we do at 7 o'clock. Every Saturday and Sunday morning, Mr. Crenshaw lets you know what's going on locally, but at 7:40, since she has been with us as our producer and now reporter for the Atlanta Dream and growing like kudzu, is Noel White, our producer, and we let Noel tell us what's on her mind at 7:40. Good morning.
What you got?
Good morning and happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
All right, so on Sunday, Me and Sam were down at the Gateway Arena, and we got to see a really good contest between the Atlanta Dream and the L.A. Spark. Future model Cameron Brink in the house.
You mean future?
You had Rika Jackson showing out. I don't know if you noticed, Sam, but in the third quarter, Rika Jackson kind of took over.
Mm-hmm.
They had no answers for, as I like to call them, 222, as they were together on the court.
That's true.
Tina Charles, however, did not have very many problems at a Cameron Brink. She pretty much got to do whatever she wanted to. And it's kind of funny watching Tina play the rookies, because you'll see the rookies will happen on Tina, and you'll see Tina recognizes that. And you'll see the rookies back off. Tina recognizes that, too. And she doesn't do it, but it almost feels like she shrugs her shoulders a bit before she makes the play. It's like, you almost had me, Rook. But
and you know what I found out she does, as she mentions, is that she talks to them while she's playing. When she plays against Angel Reese, when she plays against these other folks, and she talks to them actually about rearranging the furniture. but she talks about the fact that she suggests things to them, or tell them the next time you come down, you want to do this next time. And these people are competing against her at the time, right?
And you hear from so many players. Right. Matter of fact, somebody asked her about that at the presser. I want to play that now, what Tina Charles had to say about that.
I mean, it's great to hear. I just try to pay it forward. You know, when I came in this league, Sylvia Fowles used to always talk to me in the game, literally, like, telling me what I should be doing. Nikia Sanford, Chastity Melvin, Asia Jones, who I came to the league with when I was in Connecticut. So I'm just paying it forward. But that's just who I am. I'm very personable in the sense, like, I'll talk to you one-on-one, tell you the things that you should be doing better. Like, one time in the game, Cameron, she had me, but she floated out, and I said to her on the next dead ball, like, hold your seal. You know, get a defensive 3 seconds, make them go to you. Those are things that Asia would tell me to do. So I'm just trying to pass it forward, pay it forward. That's all. That's just my job now, my role now, being 35 and being one of the eldest in the league.
You know, it's neat hearing them say that, because as we see, you know, not just Caitlin Clark, but all of the rookies kind of getting their initiation into the league, right?
Yeah, and
all
of them. Alyssa Thompson definitely has something to give Angel Reese
absolutely.
In their first meeting.
Absolutely. But here's the other thing. Here's another one, on the other hand, who's like telling them, hey, this is how you do it. This
right.
is how you do it. And I think that's really, 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 really cool. And I guess that happens in some other leagues, too. We just don't hear a lot of people talk about it, especially to somebody that's a competitor.
Right. I think it's so special in this situation because of the discourse that we've seen between the rookies coming in and the veterans and some of the stuff going on there. Like, if you're a player like a Diana Taurasi, like, that's just who she is as a player. Like, that's going to be that until she's retired. She has, like, that Kobe Bryant Mamba this is all it is kind of mentality, like it's basketball or nothing type of deal. There's some other players like a Tina Charles. I think Tina is so grateful and reverent to be back in the game of the WNBA.
You think that's part of it? That she took a break?
I do think that's part of it. Like, just being back and reveling in being back and what it means to be back and playing on the floor again and really playing at a high level, to be honest. And, you know, she's just dropping dimes and nuggets just like she received, just like she said, like she received when she was a younger player. And it really is nice to see. And I love to see her do it after she punishes the rookies. I need you to get them 2 points first, Tina, and then we can, you know, tell Cam how to defend you better.
I was thinking of two different things here while you guys were talking, but go ahead. Did you want to?
No, it's her world.
Okay.
Who are you talking about?
I was just listening because I don't want to step in and deviate from all the other stuff she wants to talk
about.
No,
go ahead, girl. What was you going to say?
I was just really going to say that I'm enjoying the conversation that they are putting out there when they're getting interviewed.
Yeah.
And that's also what is driving away or causing angst with those people who just now are coming under the tent. That's what's happening. They can accept the aggressive conversation coming out of men. But for the first time, they're hearing aggressive, athletic.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, knock somebody down, draw some blood, whatever it is coming out of their mouths that has been foreign to them. The people that are now coming under the WNBA
umbrella
and hearing that. And that's why I was smiling at going, if you could just change the tone, this would be something you'd hear from the NBA players.
Absolutely. You know, that there's that. And there's a bit of nurturing, if you will. I don't know if there's a different word I'd come to that comes through this as well in a number of ways. I do a shameless plug. Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 69, I did a story with Cheyenne Parker Tyson.
Okay, slow down. This is, no, but don't talk slowly with this because I want everybody to hear this. This is a good thing.
Yeah, say that again.
Yeah,
say
it again, man. And give a plug. It ain't no shameless plug.
No. Go ahead. Cheyenne Parker Tyson. And everybody knows she's a mom.
Yes.
And her little daughter, Naomi, she thinks she's 2.5.
Yes.
And she comes to the game, and she's everybody's baby. She's in everybody's lap. She's in good. She ain't scared to go to anybody. And they put the camera on, and she had on a little dance cam.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the game. Talking
about you on TV. Yeah. You on TV. She got her own camera.
You know, but it's a delicate balancing act. And there were a couple of moms playing because Derrica Hamby was playing for the Sparks as two children.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got these people who are doing this balancing act of being a mom.
Yeah, you see Dawana Bonner and Alicia Thompson with their kids.
You know, and still trying to be this professional athlete. And she mentioned it to me, you know, Cheyenne mentioned it this season. She has a mental health coach.
Nice.
And she has someone to help that. She says she's never done this before, but she feels like there's a need to have that with the team. Just a little, I like to say, the little added tool in her tool case, you know, in a toolbox to add. And the thing of it is, you mentioned, you talk about what Tina Charles is passing along. She says, I recommend it to my younger players. I say, I wish somebody had recommended it to me when I came into the league, but I recommend that they're doing it. And so they may not listen to me now because they all think I'm being their mama. He said, but you know what? I'm a mom. I'm a mom. And I asked several little players about her being, oh yeah, she thinks she's our mom. You know, she thinks that she tells us and whatnot. But they're listening, but they listen to her. Mm-hmm. And so some of the wisdom that's passed along, and it's with any sport. You know, if you watch baseball, you watch guys who will hang out around the clubhouse before or after a game and just try to get some knowledge from someone. But as we open this spotlight up on the women who are the WNBA, yeah, you got some folks who are welcoming some people into the league in a certain kind of way. But there's also a good bit of nurturing and uplift that's going on there too.
Yeah, yes. I really love to hear it, and I think that if we put a little bit more focus on that and not so much on the other stuff, we can see like how balanced the league really is. Because it's not so much, you know, doom and gloom and just knocking everybody on the floor and all of that. I mean, it's some of that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I love seeing it. Like, I don't want to see a dainty basketball game. I want to see basketball. Like, I be up there talking about, mix it up. I don't care who I see play.
Well, there's a reason why flag football isn't as popular as regular football.
There's a reason why we complain about some of the rule changes, even though we understand the necessity of them.
But changes will happen. And again, it doesn't happen fast enough. That's the reason these conversations are being held right now. It's new, it's bright and shiny, and it's going on in front of us. And it's being televised on umpteen more networks than it did 15 years ago.
Different platforms.
And so that's all part of it. In our face, and folks got something to say about that. But it's going to change. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about change. I'm sorry, go ahead, Doug. Because again, my mind is going. You know whose birthday it is today?
Whose?
Felicia Rashad.
Oh, nice.
Now, speaking of moms.
Thank you.
Speaking of moms.
The reason I bring that up is because as you guys sit here and talk about the mothers that are playing, and we talk about how we don't even think about seeing somebody who's about to become a mother when they're on TV, whether they're playing, you hear Serena's pregnant and she's in the finals of this, or we look at somebody like
Rashad
Natalie. We look at Natalie McCann right now, who's on Good Day Atlanta, who's as pregnant as anybody can be pregnant on TV. And it's a thing. But we accept that now, and it's not even something we think about. And I bring up Felicia Rashad because I'm old enough to remember when she got pregnant on the Cosby Show, they literally dug out the bed that she laid in so she would look level.
Yep.
And when she did, her scenes were all in bed covered up, and there was no bump because they literally carved out part of the mattress.
They raised counters so you couldn't see.
Exactly.
They did the same thing with Katie Sagal on Married with Children.
Married with Children.
So things eventually change, and they get to the point where it's not even part of the conversation. It just takes a minute.
Shout out to the other part of the story that we have is also that the Dream and Cheyenne are partners with an organization out of Gwinnett County called Helping Mamas.
Nice.
These folks collect diapers. You diapers are expensive, y'all.
Yes.
And the thing of it is, for moms who are in need, they're located in Gwinnett County, www.helpingmamas.org. And they've been partnered with the Dream the last 2 years, and they're so thankful for the support from the Dream and from Cheyenne, because there's so many things that moms need, and they have it there. So I'm going to pass it along, and that story is tonight at 8 o'clock on Atlanta Now News.
All right, Atlanta, we got to check that out. 8 o'clock on 69, right?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
What color's your suit?
Sam and Cheyenne pocket tights.
Well, hang on. What color? You got the blue suit?
Yeah, the blue suit. You got the blue jacket.
Blue jacket, okay.
Blue jacket.
I got a Merlot jacket. I can't fit in no more. You want that one?
The Merlot jacket. I need a Merlot jacket.
It's Sam and Greg. Oh, Noelle, I'm sorry. We put a pin in what you got there. We're going to come back to you. You got some more stuff?
Later when we talk Falcons, I'll give y'all my Matt Ryan opinion.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Ring of Honor.
I watched that whole video, and that was amazing.
Wasn't
and
that Matt cool? Ryan Wasn't had that some, cool?
Yes, and he said some very key things in that speech he gave to the team that lets me know that he understands what it means to be an ATL-ian.
All right.
And I want to talk about
it. ATL-ian. Ever since she's been saying that, that stays with me, ATL-ian.
ATL-ian-T-H-E-A is what we say.
And we've been talking all about Atlanta Dream. Morgan Shaw Parker, the COO and president of Atlanta Dream, will be joining us at 8:20. But let's talk about that Ring of Honor as we come back here. It is Sam and Greg. It is Juneteenth. We are in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.